That's what I need to. I just need to relax.
What do you need, man? I got a big box of weed out there. I'm just saying.
Box of weed.
Yeah, whatever you need, man. Fucking dope, man.
All of it.
I mean, I'm more of a Zanny guy, but I'll take a bite.
Cocktail, man. I'll take a cocktail.
That's
yeah, just a little bit, and follow it up with a big old handful of Benadryl.
There we go. Then I'll be ready to start this.
And then I slept forever.
You throw an Ambien in there, too?
I don't got any Ambien. No, I only use narcotics to sleep.
I throw a Handy in.
Yeah. That'll put you to sleep right there.
This makes me hungry.
I'm a smooth lover. Yeah. Makes you that's making you hungry?
No.
Hand jobs?
If I get a handy, I'll just be hungry afterwards.
Okay.
Hungry for what?
Vicodin.
Yeah, obviously.
Welcome to the You Guys Are No Fun Show, a.k.a. the No Fun Show, episode, what are we on, eight?
Eight, I counted
episode
earlier.
Episode 8, I'm just going to drag everything out. I'm Chester.
So you're doing a very show tunes version of this.
My name is Chester, and I'm doing the intro.
Actually, it's not Chester.
Canceled.
We have special guest Hugh Jackman here.
That's right.
Dude, Hugh Jackman sings way better than Chester.
He's totally into singing, though, man. Tight. That motherfucker isn't stabbing. Motherfucker is Wolverine. He's singing.
That's cool. Stabbing, true story. Singing.
Stabbing and singing.
Yeah. He's like Sweeney Todd.
But better.
What?
The Butcher of Baker Street.
Someone's better than Sweeney Todd.
Sweeney Todd was pretty fucking bad.
It was terrible. I didn't even, you know how bad it was? I didn't even watch it.
Yeah, don't do it.
I watched it, but I don't remember it.
It's a very bad movie.
I'm just so over Tim Burton.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, what if I just threw out there that maybe Tim Burton's not good?
You know, like many directors,
Batman.
He's done some good things.
Batman.
But then he just was...
You don't like Beetlejuice.
Nightmare Before Christmas is a classic.
It's garbage and I hate it.
Classic.
It's not a classic, but it's not garbage.
It's a classic. God damn it.
It's an okay
movie. It is an
American
classic.
You're only
saying
that because you're a basic bitch.
Oh.
And you drink pumpkin lattes, and you watch Nightmare Before Christmas in your Ugg boots. Like, oh my God, it's almost the time between Halloween and Christmas when I get to watch the Nightmare Before Christmas every
week. Pumpkin lattes.
And drink pumpkin lattes. They're so good.
They're
so spicy.
God damn, dude.
So spice.
Pumpkin is so fucking terrible.
It just reminds me of the season.
What fucking season?
Pumpkin season.
By the way, that's Charles and that's Ryan over there.
I'm Charles.
I'm Ryan, obviously.
Obviously.
And I'm Chester.
You are Chester.
Chester Jackman.
Still Chester Jackman.
Very nice. Sorry. We do,
that's
you
right.
know, I don't feel like I should have to introduce myself.
Hey, you know, every episode may have at least one new listener.
No.
And... No. You know, I'm Chester. I just want everyone out there who's listening to know which one of us is Chester.
Well, I'm Chester.
I'm Chester.
God damn it. God damn it.
Yeah, we just shell gamed you motherfuckers.
Fuck.
Figure it out.
Yo, is this song on a loop? I'm just going to...
Yeah, it's good.
Great, yeah. Just let's just fade out for there first.
Speaking of loops.
Speaking of.
Visit our website.
NoFunShow.com. You can win absolutely nothing. I need to start giving some shit away.
We got to do something. We got to engage our fans more. We should do things like, hey, to win, share, like us and share stuff.
Yeah.
There's absolutely nothing annoying about that.
No, I agree.
And it works.
It fucking works, dude. It's annoying, and I hate doing it when someone's giving shit away. I'm like, I'm not doing that. Fuck it. I don't need this thing that
right?
bad.
That guy that did the upside-down Nintendo controller circuit boards had one today, and he's just like, you know, share this post and tell me what the worst arcade game was. And I was like, yeah, God damn it.
But we do need to find ways to engage our audience more.
Yeah.
More interaction.
I'm gonna play off of that for a second. What's the worst arcade game?
Worst
for
arcade
you.
Game.
Yeah.
Worst.
Ooh. Like, what arcade game do you hate the most?
There's so many.
That you hate?
Yeah.
You got to pick
one. I don't go to arcades because I don't care for arcade games.
Damn, dog. What about you? You think of one that you hate
a
lot.
I think of one arcade game that I love, and that's Joust.
What? Joust?
Dude, he loves it. Like, we did Joust once at the Nintendo Olympics. I thought he was going to shell over himself.
All right.
Little do you know, I did.
It was bad. It's real bad. We
I'm going to say the worst arcade game may have been Virtua Cop.
Yeah, you don't like Virtual Cop?
See, I do like the shooting games.
Yeah, there are better shooting games out there at the time.
Virtual Cop is bad. Time Cop is pretty good, though.
You mean Time Crisis?
Time Crisis, yeah. Thank you. Time Cop is Crisis good, Cop. Too, though.
Time Cop is fucking awesome.
Police Trainer. I like the pistol shooting games.
Yeah, I was a fan of Lethal Enforcers.
But how
Area
about
51?
Yeah.
The Aerosmith one?
Evolution. Revolution X.
Fruit Ninja is an awful fucking arcade game.
Yeah, because it's a fucking mobile game. That's
those
why.
Are all exactly. over Dave and Buster's.
Yeah.
Fruit Ninja.
That's why
there's
I hate fucking arcades.
Flappy Bird.
Now.
Yeah, dude, fucking Dual Jump
Flappy
is there
Bird
some shit.
They have Flappy Bird. They have all that fucking bullshit.
That's why I hate arcades.
What's Crossy Road?
I've never heard of Crossy Road.
It's just Frogger.
Yeah, it's really just. Yeah.
With
different animals in a Minecraft style.
Hey, shell out hundreds of dollars to play this game that's free on your mobile.
Yeah, it's super fucking annoying. Oh, Temple Run? They have Temple Run there?
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, it's super annoying. Me and my brother just took my nephew to Dave and Buster's.
Correction.
And it was just like, God damn.
Worst game. The fucking Rambo arcade game.
Word?
That game was fucking trash.
Yeah, maybe.
You know what was good, though, is Revolution X.
Yeah.
You know what? I actually spent an unreasonable amount of money on that game.
It was not a bad game.
Dude, they had that.
It's
or Terminator 2 Judgment Day. Like, they were
that,
both
that
game's basically
pretty
the
fucking
same.
Awesome.
Yeah, that game was tight.
Don't you dare besmirch the
that
game.
One.
I'm
and,
not
and
besmirching
the
it. I'm saying they're similar games. They were both fun.
I picked Street Fighter. The original Street Fighter.
I've never even seen
the
it.
Original Street Fighter.
Yeah.
That's a pretty shitty game.
So there was a... Up in the mountains of Arizona, there's a little tiny laundromat called the Little Brown Tub, which is weird. And that's all they had in there, the original Street Fighter. And, like, I didn't even know it existed until I had already played, like, Street Fighter 2 Turbo. Like, I'm already deep into Street Fighter.
I'm deep into
and
Street Fighter.
And then I start
game,
playing that,
so.
I'm like, well, how do I be Vega?
Yeah.
You can't. Yeah, there is no way.
You can't. That's not a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It's bad.
Street Fighter 1.
It's not a fun game.
Yeah, and it doesn't, like, it doesn't feel or control or anything like
but
Street Fighter.
But you can fight... in front of Mount Rushmore.
I think Saget's in there as a bad guy.
He's the boss.
Bob
yeah,
Saget?
Yeah,
he's
Bob
boss.
Saget's in there. There's a couple of like of your enemies in there, but like you can be Ken or Ryu, right? One
yeah,
player.
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's
a very bad game.
Yep, there's Saget. I see
it's
Saget.
Poopy. So that's what I went with. I feel good about that choice.
Okay.
Do either of you guys ever play Lucky and Cash?
No, it sounds like something I play at the casino. By the way, I got $15 of free casino money. Just want you boys to know that.
Lucky right. and Cash sounds familiar.
Dude, it's fucking awesome. So it was a shooter. It was a two-player game. Player one drove the car that the two cops that you were playing as drove in.
I remember
and
this.
Shot. And then player two just had two guns.
I remember that.
Dual wielding.
Yeah. Dude, it's...
Like, so you're driving and you have like a light
yeah.
gun?
Yeah.
That sounds badass.
Dude, it was
drive-by
so
simulator.
It was,
but it
was
so
mounted.
Fucking awesome.
It
yeah.
was mounted.
Like, you didn't have to hold it. You're right.
Okay.
But it was still a light gun. Yeah. But, dude, it was so fucking awesome. The game was so good.
But didn't the passenger, their guns were mounted as well, right?
Yes.
They were pistols, but on swivels.
Yeah.
But they were mounted to the dashboard.
Okay.
Dude, that game was so fucking
fun. It was cool. You could play it by yourself as the driver.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you had a friend.
Yeah.
Never even heard of this shit.
Yeah, man.
Dude, it's awesome.
I did enjoy. They still do have some video games at Dave & Buster's.
Some actual games.
I was playing that Alien shooter. I don't know what it's called. Alien
Area 51?
No, Alien. It's like Alien. Alien franchise.
Area 52?
Yes, Area 53.
Yeah. Oh, the third one.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I could see myself dropping way too much money in it, but it's a pretty good game. Pretty
Dude,
solid shooter.
I miss arcade games, man.
Yeah. Good one, right? Good ones.
That's really all they have outside of like mobile games.
Yeah.
It's a couple of shooters.
There's like a new Star Wars one
like,
kind of okay.
The driving ones.
And no, and there's usually like a Guitar Freak somewhere in the corner.
Oh,
too.
There's a Guitar Hero. There was definitely a Guitar
Hero. Oh, they replaced Guitar Freaks with Guitar Hero.
It was a real Guitar Hero.
Okay.
It was like, damn. Like, and it has like eight songs
or
on
Dance,
it.
Dance, Dance Revolution.
There was no Dance, Dance.
Yeah, DDR is dead, bro. The revolution is over.
Oh, no.
It will not be televised.
Tattoo it on your forehead. Your revolution is over. Yeah,
the
so
bum's
like,
lost.
It's like driving games, like where you have to sit inside that huge enclosure.
Mm-hmm.
There's like driving or flying or whatever.
Yeah. Like the
shooters
Park one.
And mobile games. And then there's, of course, there's still like
skee-ball and shit.
Skee-ball, basketball and shit. But it's like, fuck, man.
Skee-ball will never die.
Spend $100 for that shit? You fucking kidding me? You know how many beers I could drink for $100? Hot wings.
You remember when I had the $50 gift cards to
yeah, man.
And we just went and we didn't even play a single video game. We just got shit-faced.
We just drank two of those humongous towers of beer.
So we had 100 ounces of Coors Light each, which I feel like is not unusual for
it's
us.
It's not. It's 2.5 40s. That's not that bad.
Because we used to do the 32s all the time.
No big deal.
We'd have 4 or 5 32-ounce Coors Lights
yeah, man.
At Princess Primetime.
That's a Tuesday night.
Yeah, man.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been to Dave & Buster's in a long time.
Don't go back.
It's, yeah.
The only reason to go back is if you're taking a child that doesn't know any better.
Just arcades remember, these days. Unless you're going
the food
to like.
Being like the right arcade. Kind of shitty. Like, it's not great.
But it's like Chili's.
Yeah. Like, ew. Maybe like a notch above that.
Yeah?
Yeah, like.
So maybe. Applebee's? I like
nah,
Applebee's
more like
than
a
Chili's.
Ruby Tuesday.
Speaking of shitty, though, like, let's get to these beers because I haven't had a drink.
Oh,
in
yeah,
my
we got shitty
in,
beers
like,
to drink.
10 minutes.
Let's do this.
All right.
Where are,
what was the plan? You said you had a plan.
Oh, I have a plan. Since we threw the big box away, why don't you hand me one of your beers?
Okay.
I'll hand you one of my beers, and then he can choose which one of us he wants to get screwed by.
Okay.
Don't you look in there.
But I thought I was getting Eiffel Towered.
No, that's me. You guys right. are going to spit roast me.
Okay.
That's right.
All
right. Remember, you're the Chinese finger trap.
All right.
It won't fit out.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
There you go.
We've got a little.
All right.
Got a little exchange of beers here.
Who do you want to hate
God
today?
Damn you, the sours.
Well, Ryan said he selected some exceptionally shitty stuff. So, for the sake of comedy, let's do this, Ryan.
Oh, God.
I'm going to regret this. I already know it. Oh, God.
Looks like urine.
Oh, why? Oh.
What?
Oh, no.
I want to know what you got there.
We'll save this for last. What did you two get?
So we'll go round robin, Ryan. Why don't you start?
I can't believe they were charging $2 for that.
Oh, dude.
What you got, Ryan?
I got a two-hearted eight. No, I'm just kidding. I got Clown Shoes. First of all, I love Clown Shoes.
Okay. Clown Shoes
they're
is pretty good.
They're a good brewery. Mango American Kolsch.
That's actually
so
pretty
you
good.
Guys know there's one. Nothing I like more than fruit flavors in my drinks because it doesn't taste like cheap Suave shampoo at all. Every time, every fruit flavor that's not like an actual fruit tastes like fucking Suave shampoo.
All right, so I'm excited for you to drink that.
I'm really excited to drink it.
All right, well, what do you got, Chester?
Ryan got, for me, from Ska Brewing, the Pink Vapor Stew Sour Ale.
Ska Brewing is not very good, buddy.
And it's called Pink Vapor Stew.
And it's a sour. You know I hate sours, so that's a good
match. Well, read what's in it. It sounds terrible.
For me. Mod Project Number 1, malt beverage brewed with apples, ginger, carrots, and beets.
God, whoa, no.
Beets, dog, beets.
Oh, no.
Beets taste like feet.
Oh, no.
I've already been beaten.
Yeah.
Charles, what you got in your...
You might be able to beat that. This is fuck. I don't know why they're even selling this anywhere.
So... I have beets. Not just Bud Light, but Bud Light Lime, Pineapple Rita Splash.
It's from Bud Light?
No, it's not from Bud Light. Okay. It's from Bud Light Lime. We got to make sure we know.
Bud Light Lime brand, Pineapple Rita Splash.
So this is a sub-brand of a sub-brand. This shit, like, it looks like Mellow Yellow. Oh, this is going to be so bad.
Very fluorescent.
It looks like urine when you're dying of dehydration.
Yeah.
Is that what's going to happen?
Probably.
I die in the desert?
This might be how I go.
Yeah, that looks fucking terrible, and I feel really bad for you.
You
but,
know it's...
And I was going to skip right by it, but I saw that little tiny Bud Light logo at the top, and I was like, oh, God,
you
why?
Know it's bad when you have a drink and on the side where they normally give you, like, the ABV or, like, the Surgeon General warning in large letters... contains alcohol.
It does look, yeah.
Do not serve to children.
Right.
By the way, that game's called Lucky and Wild.
Lucky and Wild. There we go.
Okay.
All right, just had to straighten that out.
Who opened the episode?
That was me.
Go ahead, man.
You can do the honors first, buddy.
I'll start with the pink vapor stew.
Dude, it looks so gross.
God damn.
And it's a terrible name.
Yeah.
For anything ever.
I seriously haven't had anything from Scott.
That name just says, like, I'm a basic bitch.
Nah, man. It sounds like they said pink slime is not a good enough name. We're going to use pink vapor stew to glue our our ground beef together.
Scott Brewing, I picture a girl with half her head shaved with pink hair. And I'm fucking sucking on that robot dick to get her vape on. Ryan has a robot dick that he has.
So you basically imagine Lori Petty from Tank Girl.
Yes. Exactly. Hanging out with Ice-T in a kangaroo costume.
I imagine a dude in one of those little like golf type hats.
Yeah.
Some fucking checkered Vans.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Skanking.
Some fucking Dickie shorts.
Yeah.
And a bowling shirt.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think?
Ska
Brewing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's got to be some skanking involved.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. All day long. Dude, I skank like a motherfucker at beer festivals. Because I play ska music at every fucking beer festival still for some reason.
They really do.
Oh, Jesus.
Describe it to me.
Why?
Describe to me these feelings. Dude, I fucking win this week.
Why have you forsaken me?
Fucking gross. Well, it's really sour.
Okay.
For starters.
I imagine with the fucking beets in there.
Oh, it's like, it's like a warhead. You remember atomic warheads?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But without the sweet aftertaste.
So it's just all sour.
It's just that disgusting sour coating that they put on them.
But do you taste the beets? Does it taste like sour feet?
Well, the beets are probably just for color.
Probably.
No, it just tastes like sour.
Sweet.
There's no sweet. It just tastes like sour.
Regular sour or stone sour?
just no.
Ugh.
Just gross.
I'm happy for you.
Oh,
glad you're enjoying that.
All right.
This is what I'm super interested in right here.
Now that looks like something I would drink.
Right? Twisted tea, a Bud Light pineapple or whatever the fuck that shit is.
Pineapple beat a splash.
He almost spit it out. Oh, dude. I could smell it. I could smell it all the way over here.
Oh, my God.
It smells like Four Loko.
Like, dead serious, I think I just, like, the first part of the sip was just straight sugar.
Dude, it smells like Four Loko. Well, because Four Loko is just straight sugar.
I think I have the beatus now.
Boy, you got the beatus?
Call one for Brimley. I need help.
You got the sugars.
Call the foot doctor. I don't want to lose my foot.
Oh, fuck. All right, so this really does just taste like straight sugar. Like, it smells like pineapple.
Yeah.
It definitely doesn't taste like pineapple.
It's like Jolly Ranchers in it, which is great. Now I don't smell fish
to make you guys taste mine.
Oh, we'll get to that in a second.
Boy.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, dude. Like, it's way too sweet.
It tastes like sugar-coated pineapple.
Yeah.
Because it really does taste like real pineapple.
Oh, shit. It tastes like that. Yeah, like pineapple candy.
But it's sweet as fuck.
Oof.
Yeah, it's like you went to the fair and you went to like one of those little Mexican food stands.
Yeah.
They have like a pineapple, but it has like the spicy sugar salt on it, but
yeah.
The actual salt.
Right?
Like, my word.
We heard you like sugar. So put some sugar on your sugary thing.
No, fuck, my lips are sticky.
Yeah, dude. This is
That's
fuck.
My bad.
I left a little residue on there.
Left a little reminder. All right, here we go.
You know, I don't think it would have been terrible, but that Bud Light thing is so sweet that it's making this taste real bad.
Yeah.
So I should have saved it for try this first. It's barely mango. I don't know. It's
do you
almost
want
like a mango
ginger to
paleo.
Clear your palate.
All right, so I just rinsed my mouth out with some two-hearted little hops in there. So
hop it up.
It's not good, but it's not terrible.
So it's mediocre.
I would drink one if it was like 100 degrees outside.
Yeah. See, now I love mango.
It's got a tiny bit of sourness in the back, though.
So
that's the Kolsch. It's like that Kolsch kind of footy taste.
Yeah, it gives you a little funk at the end.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's awful.
Too funky for you? It's got a little bit of funk in there.
Yeah.
It's not terrible.
That's like if mangoes had feet.
No.
Yeah, it does have a little bit of that funk smell.
Such is mango. I'm not offended by it, but I wouldn't buy it again.
Yeah, it's not all that great.
I'm so, you know what? This is the first one we've done where I haven't immediately gagged as soon as I tasted my beer.
Yeah.
This has been great. No pumpkins, no stouts, just delicious mango clown shoes. It tastes like clown shoes.
All right, you guys taste this pink vapor still.
Oh, yeah, right. You want to go first? Or
I got to put that away quick. So
oh, fuck. Dude, it smells like burning rubber. It smells exactly like burning rubber. Like when you're walking around for like an hour in the summer and it's like 120 outside.
Yeah.
That's what it smells like.
Or like when you're banging a chick real fast.
Oh, fuck.
And she's dry as shit.
You got to smell this. It's crazy. That's fucking sour. Shit.
Oh, man.
Oh, that could, now it's in my nose. It's like I smell sour. All smells are sour now.
Oh, this is your life now.
I bet this tastes great now, though.
Oh,
doesn't it smell like burning rubber?
Yeah, it smells like the fucking inside of a Pep Boys.
It smells like Harbor Freight. It's so
what the fuck?
So industrial rubber.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, like recycled tires. Swallow it. Swallow it.
He can't do it. He can't.
Oh, dude, no. I can taste the beets in that.
You taste the beets?
Yeah, because like... It starts out really sour, and then all of a sudden, it's like you just drank some bad V8.
Like it's like dirt.
Like
it tastes like dirt.
It gets real. It gets real earthy.
I like V8.
I like V8 too.
And I don't like this.
But like I like my V8 like ice cold,
but like
crisp.
So that's like V8 you left in your car.
Maybe some vodka in it.
Dude, that is fucking terrible. That's I'm sorry bad. I did that to you, but I think I won this week. Can we all agree on that?
Yeah, if the goal was to just give somebody the worst thing you could possibly give them.
That was the goal.
Somehow, I mean, somehow you topped the pineapple Rita. Sorry, yeah. The pineapple Rita splash.
I thought that was going to be the worst. That's just straight sugar. That is fucking terrible.
Well, gentlemen,
yeah.
Cheers. I'm down in this bad boy.
How?
I would suggest not because I think it's going to come right back up.
Yeah, I got to rip the Band-Aid off. I'm not going to sip on this.
Oh. Yeah, sure. Fair enough.
Here we go.
Fuck it.
I'll sip on this. It's not terrible. I'd rather drink this too hard. Yeah.
That's most of it.
Good job, man. We're all very proud of you.
My burp was sour.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And now is it in your nose?
My nose is pretty stopped up.
Not for long. It's going to get in there and just eat all that shit out.
Get the flow going.
It's good for you.
It smells like burnt rubber.
I'm telling you.
Thanks, Scott Brewing.
Your for beer should never smell like that.
Pink vapor still.
Is that the smell of pink vapor?
I fucking hate ginger for starters.
Really? I love ginger.
I'm not a fan of ginger.
Not a fan of ginger.
Real, like, off the root ginger, though. Not that pickled garbage.
Not the pickled garbage.
Okay,
no,
that's fair.
Not a fan of ginger, period.
Because I like ginger beer.
It's okay. Nicole's not here anymore.
Oh, no. I was a fan of that ginger.
She can't hurt you anymore.
I was a fan of that ginger, man.
Whoa, hey.
Hey,
bro. At least ask me first.
Is it okay
we had a cuckolding agreement.
That's right. Yeah. You don't remember that?
Yeah, but I'm talking about like doing it outside of what we had.
Oh, no. I'll respect the agreement, bro.
Okay. Cheshire, you do whatever you want. Because that shit ain't happening.
I know. I'm not worried about it. Oh, but he... Oh, you guys have an agreement?
Yeah.
Get this.
There's
get
paperwork
this.
Involved, bro.
I won't go off on a tangent here, but...
Uh-oh.
One of my quote-unquote friends texted her like a week and a half ago.
Try to slide up in there?
I guess. Trying to slide. Get in them DMs. You know, all that, whatever you do.
It's poor form, sir.
It is poor form. Because like the because she tells me, and she is totally grossed out by this dude.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic. And I don't think she would ever fuck one of my friends, because we're still friends.
Yeah.
But,
what am I going to rinse that out with?
So he's like texting her and be like, oh, hey, how you doing? You know, trying to start the innocent conversation.
That's a neat can, right?
Yeah, that is pretty neat.
The rogue.
Dead guy?
Dead guy.
Like, hey, what's going on? You know, hey, I was over the other day and I didn't get a chance to see you. I'm sorry that, you know, I didn't get to see you. And she's just like, oh.
Oh, like, as if wow. as if he didn't
she
know
hit,
why
she hit
she
with
wasn't
the curve
here.
Hard.
Yeah. Well, he's kind of a scummy dude.
Well, I mean, you're automatically scummy because... Like,
I'm trying to figure out who this was.
This is a stated rule. It's not even an unstated rule that You don't just try to run up
Eric,
on.
Can you read my lips?
On your bro's ex.
I can't read your lips.
Like, without at least right. running it by
I don't
him.
Want to say his name on the air,
don't
but
worry about it.
We'll say that he's a Hebrew.
Jewish.
Yeah.
I got it.
Okay. I used to live with him, too.
Okay. Say no more. Say no more, fam. Yeah. He's a Jew. I'm already against him.
Whoa. Whoa. That's a
JK.
Term.
JK. LOL.
Chester 2020. You can run against The Rock.
What are you talking about?
And Zuckerberg.
I'd definitely run it against anyone with Berg in their name.
So does this mean that you were
we're going to jail.
Does it mean you can never go to Duckburg?
Woo.
Like, I would go to Duckburg, bro.
Life is like a hurricane in Duckburg.
Yeah.
You think I want a part of that?
Why not?
What
why not, man?
Are you serious for a second? What do you want? What do you? Did you have something you want to talk about? And I want to talk to you about the things that you want to talk about.
Well, I mean, shall I cover briefly what I've been up to?
No, I don't give a shit. How's Assassin's Creed going?
Oh my god, I can't stop playing it. I quit my job just so I could play Assassin's Creed all day.
Because remember, so the last time we talked about
it, I haven't eaten in 2 weeks.
I was like, dude, can't you use the eagle to tag enemies? And you're like, no, I don't think you can do that. And the other day, you're like, oh, now that I can figure out how to tag enemies, it's so much better.
It's so much easier to sneak around in places and murk every single enemy.
Yeah.
And leave a fort just
decimated.
Yeah. Take out every single enemy.
Nice.
So fun. Yeah.
So that's going pretty good.
Yes. It's going very good. I am level 40 is the cap.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 30. I think I just turned level 33. I haven't even discovered half the map.
Oh, wow.
There's just so much to do.
There's so much to do. And I'm that guy who, well, I love the game so much. I'm doing every single thing. I get into a new area. I'm like, okay, I'm going to hit every single question mark on this map and complete the task there before I unlock the next area. It's so fucking fun, and I like the character Bayek, and the story is good.
Oh, the character's good this time around?
I like the character.
Because it's always like hit, miss, hit, miss, hit, miss. Oh, that's going to be a miss.
I like that not every character is the same throughout the series. Connor in Assassin's Creed 3 was kind of a little bitch, but I think that was kind of the point, was that he was a pawn.
Right.
He didn't know where Ezio was like a total fucking badass and he
But he was also a pawn.
Yeah.
He was at first.
He was just he was seriously just like he was an answering machine.
Yeah, he literally got told to shut the fuck up. I'm talking to this other guy.
Yeah, he was just an answering machine. Like, I need to tell you some shit so that this guy in the future knows this shit.
He's
so
like,
sit there
talking
and
about?
Listen. Just shut up. Shut up.
Even this beer is sour now. God damn it.
It's in the
Maybe it's blood. Me. I think I'm soured.
Maybe.
Just permanently soured.
Damn, son. Milk gone bad.
Anyway. So, yeah. Ezio, I mean, he started off where he was young. He was kind of a pawn. He was told what to do. He was avenging his family. But as he got older, he led the Kree or the Assassins. He rebuilt the Brotherhood himself. But it's a game. You are always told what to do in video games. That's how they carry the story forward. You know what I mean? And then Connor was a little bitch. He was being played with and toyed with by the Templars and the American forefathers. They were all working towards their own agenda and using him for it. And then you had Captain Kenway, Edward Kenway in Black Flag, who just didn't give a fuck about anything.
That's what I'm talking about.
I loved that character.
Me too.
The only thing he cared about in the Assassin's Creed was the one line, "There are no rules, everything is permitted." He was like, I'm on board.
I like that.
Let's fucking do this. Give me a hidden blade and a hood, and I will go murder everybody.
Everything's from everything?
Right.
Yeah, and like so, pirate I mean, murder, all so that shit? Oh, yeah,
I like that each character has their own personality. And Bayek, he's avenging his son. His son was murdered by these dudes. But the Assassins don't exist yet. Templars don't exist yet. This is like 86 BC.
Is he like the first assassin?
Kind of, but
he's called Origins. So.
Right. The Assassins don't even exist yet.
Oh, shit. You just blew my mind.
I feel like he really did, though. That wasn't sarcasm.
That's just something they throw in there. I mean.
No, the Assassins don't exist yet.
Okay.
And the Templars don't exist because Christ hasn't even been born yet.
How do you know?
Well, it's BC,
it's 86 BC.
Okay. You weren't there.
But you're helping Cleopatra. Her brother Ptolemy the Third is kind of threw her out, and you're helping her take over the country again.
Oh, okay.
But
I'm big Ptolemy.
Meanwhile,
fan.
You're also
big fan.
You're also avenging Bayek's son, who was murdered. He's like 6 or 7 years old.
Oh.
along with Bayek's wife, who gives you the hidden blade. So the hidden blade, they don't invent it. The hidden blade she refers to it as an ancient weapon that was used to assassinate Alexander the Great.
So this might be like, are they trying to allude that this is like a what do they call the original people?
The apple of Eden is
the
in there.
The what?
I think they're forerunners.
No,
like
yeah,
that.
What's not because all right, I can't fuck
the precursor race.
Precursors. Are they trying to say it's like a precursor weapon? It's been around that long.
It's possible. I mean, they don't mention the precursor race at all yet. But even the pyramids are already ancient at this point. And the Apple of Eden, you get that like right off the bat, but you don't use it. It's just in your inventory.
It's just something you have. You don't really know what it does.
Yeah, you bludgeon a dude to death with it, and then it's just in your inventory from then on. At least so far.
Okay.
But I don't think I'm even halfway through this story.
Sweet.
And I'm loving it.
All right. So don't ruin any more of it for me, because I
also
I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna get it. But when I go to Taiwan, I need some single player games.
Yeah, it's fun, man.
For a Bible prequel, it's pretty good.
Right?
Jesus, the game.
Right. But I remember reading supposedly that it was going to be a trilogy starring the same character. So I'm hoping that it really is just the first in another trilogy with the one character that you hopefully I'm hoping you get to actually build the Assassin's Brotherhood. Because right now it's just you and your wife, and she's off helping Cleopatra most of the time. They do have I've done one sea battle. They did have a sea battle, but it's on a Roman galley.
Mm-hmm. Are you at sea or are you just on the Nile?
There's no this boat has no sails. It was on sea, okay. Or I guess in the Mediterranean.
Okay.
So yeah, that's a sea. There it's controlled by slaves with oars, and you control the speed. When you like tell it to go faster, the guy starts beating the drum faster. It's fucking cool. It's like a Roman galley.
Dude, slaves are so cool.
It's badass. And there's archers. It's just a big flat boat.
That seems like a poor idea.
There's a ton of archers, and that's instead of cannons, you fire flaming arrows at people. It's pretty fun.
Is that one of those things that people are going to latch onto and bitch about? Remember the whaling thing? They're going to be like, oh, you can't have slaves in your game. Like, that's how things were. But I can't change history, bro.
There's a limited time event right now where you fight the god Anubis.
Oh, fight Anubis. Right now.
Anubis, thank you. And, you have to be level 40. I tried it at level 30. I got him to 50%, and then I got my ass whooped.
Okay.
But I've still got, like, 4 days. I figured out a few more levels I might be able to actually take him. But they announced it on Facebook, and some D-bag was like, oh, so what? Assassin's Creed is a high fantasy role-playing game now?
Wasn't it before?
Yeah, like, I don't understand.
Right?
So this is your breaking point.
It's always been sci-fi fantasy. Because there's a precursor race, there's this machine that allows you to relive the memories.
And it's had RPGs.
The base premise of this shit is dumb. So actually, your DNA carries memories.
Yeah.
Really.
That your fantasy, right there. Right there.
Right.
And then it's always had RPG elements. You level up, you build better weapons, you all this shit, and like you select all of your... Like, do you want to kill two people at once, or do you want to carry more knives? Or like,
let's forget the cliches that RPG has come to stand for, but
just the story alone.
RPG literally means role playing game,
which is literally what you're doing.
Any game where you play as a specific character is a role playing game because you're playing the role of that character, whether you level up and improve your gear or not.
Nah, dog. Mario's a documentary.
Is Mario an RPG?
Mario RPG is an RPG.
Well, is Gears of War an RPG?
The original Mario doesn't really have a plot.
Yeah, it does. Make plumber, go to inn, kill dragon. Hoi.
Hoi. I guess you win.
And is he a dragon?
But your princess is in another castle.
He's like a fire-breathing turtle.
It's a, you know, he's like a small, he's like a baby dragon.
Aren't all dragons fire-breathing turtles?
I mean, I guess. Who's to say they aren't?
Spiky, fire-breathing turtles.
They're reptiles.
Yeah.
They breathe fire.
Yeah, they're in the same family.
Yeah.
Great. I'm great. I'm glad I just figured it all out.
So, yeah, Assassin's Creed, good game.
Good game.
I'm giving it a 10 out of 10.
10 out of already?
Whoa. I fucking love
You're not even
game.
Through it yet.
Whoa.
Damn.
From noted hater of the Assassin's Creed series, Chester.
That's right.
I can't believe Chester finally likes an Assassin's Creed game.
Yeah, what the fuck is happening here?
Everything's so weird.
I love it, man.
Did you have something you wanted to specifically discuss before we hit the fucking hour-long mark?
Are we already getting there?
Oh, yeah, man.
Okay, this... I mean, we could talk about it in the next episode, but I just found this teen girl who was posing as a married man.
That was
for 8 years.
I wanted, yeah. What's up with that?
Just okay.
Catfish.
So she wanted to be a sports writer. At the age of 13, she created this persona of a guy who was a big baseball fan and started tweeting about it all the time. And eventually became a sports writer.
It wasn't that sports gamer, was it?
Is his name Ryan?
No, it's TJ.
Okay, then no. She wrote under the name Ryan Schultz from the age of 13 to 21.
Wow, so 8 years, huh?
So yeah, at the age of 13, people believed that she was a grown-ass married man. Like, that is kind of impressive.
Yeah.
But shit gets dark.
Yeah.
Because she started these relationships, online relationships with other women.
Okay.
And would pressure them, even guilt them, into sending her nudes and shit.
Dim nudes.
Okay.
Right? Fucking crazy. And she like would tell them that she was going to hurt herself, or I guess he was going to hurt himself if they didn't. And just like got obsessive and possessive over these people that she never even met.
Yeah, it sounds like a teenage girl, doesn't it?
It does.
Jesus Christ.
And apparently some of them would talk to her on the phone and just thought her voice sounded weird, but never thought anything of it. In fact, she even co-hosted a podcast that she did remotely.
Wow.
And no one questioned her voice at all. Wow. They just
nobody had ever actually met her. This all her whole life had been online.
At some point, I mean, she had her own real like account under her real name and stuff on Facebook and Twitter.
So it was so her name, I'm guessing, was on the account and be like, she probably was like, that's my wife's name or whatever. Just make out the checks to my wife or girlfriend or whatever.
She claimed that she was going to college for a pharmaceutical degree and that she was married to someone named Blair and they had two kids. And she had photos of two, like a guy and a girl and their kids that she used.
And no one ever called out that photo.
No one ever called out the fact that the college she claimed to go to didn't have a pharmaceutical fucking program. That was part of this article that I read.
Wow.
So, yeah, for years she did this. And it's fucking crazy, right? 13 years old, she's catfishing women. Oh, man. I need to start pressuring women into sending me
news. How does the story end?
Nope, that's probably not a good idea. Don't do that.
So what happened?
It was a joke.
I want to know what happened.
Well, I guess at one point for years she was like trying to figure a way out of it, but she kind of blames her own ego,
hubris,
because she really wanted to be a writer and she had actually made it as a writer.
Okay.
And didn't want to give that up.
Okay.
But the whole weird persona where she would say that she was drunk and horny and try to get these women to, like, she just apparently really got into character.
So if she would have never done the creepy shit, she could have just come out and be like, hey, guess what? I've been a girl this whole time and got hired by somebody. Like, well, you're still a great writer.
Yeah, awesome.
And it probably would have been the biggest underdog story of the year.
Yeah, exactly.
Except for all the creepy shit.
At one point, she, from her real account, sent a friend request to one of these women that she was pressuring. And when that person was asked the male version, like, hey, who is this? And it's like, oh, that's my sister, you know, my little sister, you should friend her. That person said, no, I don't friend people I don't know. So I think at that point, she was trying to reach out to someone and get to know them as herself, and then potentially be like, "Hey, this is the real me." But that person straight shut it down.
Get that shit out.
He's like, "No, I don't want to talk to your little sister. Fuck that." I don't know though. I don't know if that was her actual motive or not. But apparently, after that, she got real pissed off and kind of abusive to this person, and just like lashed out in a way a teen girl might.
Jesus.
But eventually, I don't know, some other online writer.
I am fucking captivated by this. This is fucking crazy.
Some other tweeter who goes by Channing Tweetum.
Okay.
Yeah. somehow that person found out and blew the whole thing up.
Man, this is gonna be amazing when this is an episode of Law and Order SVU next season.
Yeah. Yeah,
this fuck. That's fucked up. The whole thing is fucked up.
Pretty fucking crazy.
There's some severe layers of shittiness. That's a 7-layer dip of fucked up.
Yeah. Someone wrote on the there's far too many gender issues in this story than one could unpack in 10 lifetimes. Yeah. And someone else wrote, damn it, scroll down. Yeah, but what's her take on a 4-3 defensive scheme with Mateo at the mic? That's a good question. it's fucking funny. But yeah, pretty fucking crazy person.
I was thinking about starting Cam Newton this week. I want to know what she thinks about that.
Cam Newton has an excellent matchup.
Okay. All right.
I'm starting him in my fantasy league. So.
Are you a 13-year-old girl?
No, I am not.
Boy, 15. Yeah, I'm aghast. Like, that's fucked up. Like, I've never pretended to be anyone else online other than myself. Mm-hmm. No, I'm sorry, I have, but only for the lulz and only for a couple of minutes. Like, back when IRC was a thing,
I remember,
in like 1995.
Yeah,
I used to hang out in this really fucked up chat room on IRC, and we used to like go into like the Mormon channels and be like, "Hey, you guys, that was the thing. You trade picks back in the day, right? Like, hey, you guys want to trade picks? Oh, that's what you look like. Oh, yeah, well, I look like a chick sucking a horse's dick." That's the only time I ever pretended to be somebody I wasn't.
Well, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Speaking of, after the show, I have something for us to watch. Two guys, one horse.
I'm not gonna suck your dick. Two guys, one fish?
No, there's a sequel. It's Two Guys, One Horse.
Oh, come on, bro.
I believe it exists.
Oh, no, it exists.
Okay. I believe it.
I've seen parts of it.
Which ones?
The beginning.
The horse cock?
Which parts?
Which parts of the horse?
Yeah.
Oh, obviously the dick. I mean,
horses have weird penises. You know, it's like they were rolled up and then unrolled. Like, they're all wavy.
Like fruit by the foot.
Yeah, like, like they're not just straight. They're all wavy. You know, like a streamer.
They're like a rolled up air mattress.
Yeah, like you could still see the folds in it where it was rolled up. Like, what's wrong with this thing?
Or like those one of those real long balloons that they make balloon animals out of.
Yeah, well, no, because it's like wavy. Like,
yeah, it's like uncooked lasagna.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know when you fold up like a CVS receipt and you take it out of your pocket? Because CVS receipts are like about 4 feet long. And you fold it up, you put it in your pocket, you take it out, it goes... Like, that's what a horse dick looks like.
That's the sound it makes, too.
Yeah, yeah. Like a big fleshy slinky.
Oh, the internet is a fucked up and scary place.
It is.
Yes, it is.
Stay off the internet.
The internet.
No. Stay on the internet. Just stay on our website.
Right?
Yeah.
The internet's the reason why I have trust issues.
It's true. I fuck with you all the time on the internet.
All the time.
Yeah.
I thought you were a horse at one point.
Not a horse. I'm a broom.
I said some very intimate things.
Yeah. Well, you know, I am that horse. Underneath all of this, I identify as a horse.
Oh, so you're other kin?
Yeah, no, yeah, I'm a
honestly, Diane,
cross species equine.
I'm surprised. Okay. Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh yeah, okay. Wow. Ryan's playing us out. Episode 8 of You Guys Are No Fun, aka the No Fun Show. I am Chester.
I'm Chester.
I'm Chester.
Motherfuckers. No, you're not.